In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Experts say mandatory wildfire building codes can reduce the loss of homes when blazes hit communities, but as a new report and map show, states across the region are taking very different approaches. Arizona, New Mexico, Idaho, and Wyoming have no statewide wildfire building codes. Colorado adopted a code last year.
We're in one of those moments now when we have come to realize that how we build homes, they aren't capable of withstanding the wildfires of today.
That's Ryan May Handy, a planner with Montana-based Headwaters Economics who authored the report. She says one of the goals is to show state leaders possible solutions being tried elsewhere. Research shows that home hardening and other measures can significantly increase home survivability. After the Grand Canyon was hit by a massive wildfire last year, its north rim is open, but now officials are keeping an eye out for floods this summer. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Studies of the burn found there's no new risk to permanent structures or overnight campgrounds, but some sections of hiking trail could get hit by floods, and when rain starts falling, things can get dangerous fast, sending mud and debris rushing downhill. Joelle Baird is a spokeswoman for the national park.
It is still safe. However, with a post-fire landscape, it is susceptible to change.
Because of that, park officials have a warning system in place. They'll study forecasts and water sensors to issue evacuations for hikers and campers in the canyon and send text alerts to get people out of harm's way. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
This is KRCC and CPR News.